State Farm says it no longer wants to offer car insurance in New Jersey. The company is the state's largest provider of car insurance, but it says it's losing too much money. Eugene Son of member station WBGO reports.
Nearly 20% of New Jersey drivers insure their cars with State Farm. But despite that market share, the company says it has lost $250 million in New Jersey since September 1999. State Farm says it does not want to leave, but blames a, quote, politicized regulatory process in the state. Car insurance and politics routinely mix in New Jersey, which has the highest premiums in the nation. 4 years ago, then-Governor Christy Whitman was almost unseated by a challenger promising to cut car insurance premiums. The following year, Whitman and the legislature passed a reform package that demanded a 15% drop in premiums. While that was enacted, State Farm says politicians never delivered on promised reforms that would have offset those rate cuts. New Jersey's insurance commissioner is questioning the timing of the announcement. Soon, State Farm will try to convince a judge the company should be allowed a 17% rate hike, a move the insurance commissioner opposes. Even if State Farm does close up shop, it will take a while. State regulations force insurers to phase out their presence over a 5-year period. For NPR News, I'm Eugene Son in Trenton, New Jersey.